We're doing brachot. We're up to the fourth wide line. Tanu Rabbanan. Amalich atzamot mimakom lemakom reze lo itnim bidiskia v'itnim al gabei hachamor v'irkav aleihem. If someone has to carry bones from one place to another, then he shouldn't put them in this big leather sack on a donkey and ride on them. Mipnei shnoig ben minhag bizayon, because he's treating them in a disrespectful way. But if he's on the run from Gentiles, listim, or from armed bandits, mutal, then that's okay, because he's doing it for the benefit of the bones. In the same way the sages gave us this instruction with regard to bones, they gave us the same instruction with regard to Sefer Torah. Ahai. So the Gemara says, what's the Braisa talking about when it says same instructions for a Sefer Torah? If it's talking about the first part of the Mishnah, don't go riding on a Sefer Torah in your sack. Pshita, obviously you're not supposed to sit on a Sefer Torah. Migara Sefer Torah Matzamot, would I think a Sefer Torah is any worse than bones? Obviously you can't sit on a Sefer Torah as you're riding. Right, that's what we just saw. Ela Seifa, but the Chiddush is the Kula. If you're trying to save the Sefer Torah, then yeah, even if you have to ride on it, you save that Sefer Torah. And save a Sefer Torah, even if it means you have to put it under your saddle as you're riding to get away from danger. I don't know. Amar. No, not mine. Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda. This is Torah Baal Peh. You don't do the Yukon like that. Rechava said in the name. Said in the name Rabbi Yehuda. Kol haroeh amet v'enom laveh uver mishum loig l'rashche eposehu. Anyone that sees the deceased and doesn't accompany it to do levaya is in transgression of the same verse we saw earlier. He who mocks the poor, that's a disgraceful thing. Ve'im ilvahu mascharo, and if he did accompany the deceased, what will he merit? Amar Ravasi alav ha'ktuv omer malveh Hashem chonen dal umchavedo chonen evyon. About him the verse says, he who has compassion over the poor, it's as though he's accompanying Hashem. He who honors him, he who has mercy over the impoverished, it's as though he's honoring Hashem. And when I was with Rav Pesin Zatzal at a levaya, even though he was an old man, it was hard for him to walk, he walked 4 footsteps, and then he said, okay, let's go. And I asked him, so that's the shir of levaya, 4 footsteps? He said, yes. So it sounded like it wasn't only for someone who's old like he was. Anyone who you want to do levaya, you walk 4 footsteps with the deceased, you were yotze. Yeah, at least you didn't do loig larash, and you probably did the other one. Rabbi Chaya, Rabbi Yontan, obviously, look, there are different halachas about levaya. This is one halacha. There's more to be discussed at a different time. Rabbi Chaya, Rabbi Yontan, Abu Shakri, Vazdi, Bebet HaKvarot. We're beginning a long discussion now about what did the deceased really know? Rabbi Chaya and Rabbi Yonasan were going through a cemetery. Rabbi Yonasan's tcheles was lying down. It was like dragging along the graves. Amale Rabbi Chaya, Rabbi Chaya says to Rabbi Yonasan, Dalye, pick up your tzitzis, kidei shelo yomru, so that the deceased won't say, lemachar bein etzleinu, tomorrow they're coming to us, meaning that they're going to die eventually. And now they're cursing us out. Look at how they're disgracing us. They're mocking us. They're letting their tzitzis drag over our graves. Rabbi Yonasan asked Rabbi Chaya, do they really know that much about what's going on above earth? But it says the deceased don't know anything. He said to him a famous line. Im karita, if you learn Torah, lo shanita, you never reviewed your learning. If you didn't review, you don't know what you're talking about. If you'd have reviewed, you would have realized what you just asked me is nonsense. Im shanita, if you reviewed your learning a second time, lo shilashta, you obviously didn't learn the third time because you still haven't gotten it. Im shilashta, if you learned it a third time and you still didn't get it, lo pirshulach, then obviously you didn't have a Rebbe teaching you because you got it all wrong. And this line is in Moed Katan 2, and Rav Pesin said there's tremendous depth in this line, in karita, lo shanita, etc. There's a whole system as to how you're supposed to learn that's incorporated in this line. He wasn't just booshing him out. It says the pasuk, ki achayim yodim sheyamutu, for the live, well, they know they're going to die. Elu tzadikim, that's talking about the righteous. What does it mean, yodim sheyamutu? They're aware, they're cognizant that death is approaching, and so they don't sin. But really, they don't die. Shebemitatan ikuchayim. Even in their death, they're called alive. Shenemar, as the verse says, the pasuk describes one of King David's great warriors. It says, Benayahu ben Yoyada was the son of a live man. Well, wonderful. Aren't most people the son of live men? So it's teaching us, no, his father was a big tzaddik. Even though he was dead, he was considered alive. A live man, life is righteousness. If he's righteous, his life continues.
You can also say that about our life, are still alive.
Okay.
Which is for
fine. So the righteous, even in their death, are called chayim. This pasuk, how do I know it? Because the pasuk says about Benayahu ben Yoyada, he was the son of a live man, did great things from Kavtzeel. He destroyed the two lions of Moab, which is a reference to how he put down the two generations of the two temples, that there was no one like him. The temples are called Moab because they were built by David, who came from the Moabite. The temple is called Ariel, the lion, because the shape of the temple was like a lion. There was a fire that was the shape of a lion. There was the Holy of Holies that was formed like a lion. So the temple is also called a lion. A lion has his big mane in the front. It goes wide. So too the temple is thin, and then it goes wide in the top. He didn't have anyone. He left no one behind like him in the two temples. And here you see that already in the times of David, they knew there were going to be two temples. Meaning this verse is a prophetic verse about the great warrior of David. And it says there was no one like him in the two temples. You see this concept of two temples? They knew about it. There are other indications that they knew about it, that this was the way history was supposed to play itself out. And he went down and destroyed the lion on a snowy day. He fought a lion in a pit and he defeated him on a snowy day. So all of this is defined. Ben Ish Chai, son of a lion, live man. Atukuli alma bnei matininu. Everyone else is the son of dead. Ela Ben Ish Chai, what it means is, Shafir mitato karui chai. His father was so pious that even when he was dead, he was called alive because he was so pious.
Is this the pasuk that Ben Ish Chai got his name from?
I guess, yeah, because he called one of his works Ben Ish Chai, another one Rav Po'alim. Yeah. So let's skip for a minute. We'll come back to this. You see Tosus Alma? Go into the line and down one line. So he's explaining to him, you don't know what you're talking about, because when the Pasuk says, Hachayim Yodim Sheyamutu, the beginning of the Pasuk says, the live know that they're going to die. The live people is talking about the tzaddikim. They know they're going to die. They live their life in recognition of that. And the deceased, they don't know anything. You thought that means that the deceased don't know anything? That's not that way. But rather, that's talking about the wicked, that even in their lifetime they're called dead. You dead one, the leader of Israel, you corpse, you see, he was wicked. So he's called a corpse, even though he's still alive. If you want, I'll bring you a proof from the Torah that the wicked person is called dead in his lifetime. As it says, based on the testimony of two or three witnesses, you kill the deceased. What do you mean you kill the deceased? Chayu, he's still alive, that's why you're killing him. But we consider him already deceased because he's wicked. So that's what the pasuk is saying, a wicked person, you kill the deceased. So the wicked person is already called deceased in his life. So he says to him, you think that pasuk says the dead don't know what's going on? What it means is the wicked, who are like the dead, they refuse to know what's going on. They refuse to know that there is going to be a payday and God will take them to task. And we'll fill in the lines that we skipped as Hashem tomorrow.